responsibility begins and ends with our partners and our shareholders, and that's it.
There is no freedom without the law.
Get it? Got it? Good.
Welcome back to Wall Street Raw and the final segment with Mark Leibovich. Now, here's the elf himself.
Welcoming a very special guest this Saturday morning, Craig Smith, who's chairman of Swiss America Trading Corporation, an investment firm specializing in U.S. and gold and silver coins. Mr. Smith founded the company back in 1982, according to his bio, out of his bedroom in his home with $50. It has grown to one of the largest, most respected firms in the industry, known for its dedication to consumer education and safety. And I have to disclose that a couple points in my career, I was a client of Swiss America, so I have a high regard for the company and the people that work there. Craig, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that gracious introduction.
There's so much to talk about. You had a book out recently. I know you have a new book that you're working on, but the one we want to talk about is Don't Bank on It.
Our banks have really changed, as you're well aware of, Mark, and we outline in the book that there is a secret war on cash that's currently underway, and most Americans have to be very careful how they bank nowadays, or else they could find themselves being arrested or literally having their money confiscated from them.
Yeah, let's talk more about this. This is really an interesting point. There's no coverage of this whatsoever in the financial media, particularly the liberal media that we unfortunately are subjected to day to day, and you know, the nonconformance to the Fourth Estate and trying to dig down to see what's really happening in companies and the government. So tell us a little bit about what our listeners should be concerned about.
Well, we do a chapter on this, and by the way, we have a report on this that we'd be more than happy to send out to your clients called The Secret War on Cash. And what it basically is that years ago we developed what was called the CTR 8300, the Cash Transaction Report 8300 form, which meant that if you went to a bank and took out more than $10,000 or deposited $10,000 in cash, you had to report it. But the problem was, on the back of it was what was called a suspicious transaction report form. And it was very ambiguous, Mark, on what qualified for being a suspicious transaction report. Well, long story short, all of a sudden the federal government just started deeming large amounts of cash as being illegal. A perfect example was there was a Christian rock band that was raising money for an orphanage in Uganda. They held a big concert. They had $23,000 in giving. They were headed home, were pulled over by the police for speeding. They explained it was a gift that was given to them as a charity. The money was confiscated. They said that they were probably up to no good. It took them 9 months in the courts to get their money back, and they didn't even get all $23,000 back. And I can give you dozens of examples of that. We outline many of them in the report. And people don't realize that this is happening, Mark. And like you said, the mainstream media is just totally ignoring it. And at the end of our book, Don't Bank on It, we challenge people, go down to the bank and try and cash a check for, say, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, and watch what happens. They'll ask you why you want the money, what are you going to use it for. In a lot of cases, they'll tell you they don't have that much money on hand to give you. It's a frightening prospect, Mark, when they will take your money but put you through the third degree to give you your money back. It's really wrong.
Craig, I know you're an expert on the gold market and numismatics in particular. I was wondering if you can, of course, we've had a nice rally here in the gold market these past few months, about a 30% rally, and many are believing that this is the first leg of a new bull market. What's your feeling about what's going on in the gold market now?
Yeah, you know, for 35 years, I've never made predictions, but recently I broke that trend and said that we have entered into a 30-year secular bull market, which I think will have many ups and downs like all bull markets do, but over the long term, we're going to see gold substantially higher than where it is now. You're right, we had about a 28% rally this year so far. I suspect we'll end gold somewhere around $1,400 for the year. I think depending upon how the election shakes out, you could see very, very turbulent times for gold prices in 2017. But we have to keep in mind that as it relates to the price of gold, gold has not really gone up or down. It's all the currencies have adjusted accordingly. If you look at the British pound, for example, gold is up over 40% this year. Or if you look at some of the other currencies that have taken a hit recently. So we try and educate our clients and our prospects that are looking for information that gold really never goes up or down, Mark. It's just either the dollar gets stronger or the dollar gets weaker, or the pound gets stronger or the pound gets weaker. And that's why on our quoting services, now that we get at our terminals, we get gold priced in yen now, we get gold priced in British pounds, we get gold priced in euro. And of course, with the Japanese yen trading at 100 currently, and it should probably drop below that, the currency is extremely strong. So gold's very cheap in terms of Japanese yen. Right now, our position is we're long gold and we're short euros because we think that that's the biggest play in the market right now.
So you're thinking that U.S. dollar could remain strong for a while?
Yeah, I mean, we're the cleanest shirt in the dirty closet. I hate to put it that way, but we are basically in a currency war. I mean, look, Chinese are currency manipulators. Barack Obama should have called them out over these last 8 years as that, being currency manipulators. I guarantee if Donald Trump wins, he will call them out as currency manipulators. It's the same thing as a tariff. We have a currency war that's clearly underway, and it's a race to the bottom. We've seen quantitative easing used in the United States. Now it's being used universally by central banks all over the world. And you can only get to zero, Mark, and then there's a problem.
We're minus zero now.
Well, yeah, you're actually right. With over $10 trillion worth of bonds returning negative interest rates right now, you can make the argument that many of these currencies theoretically are at zero, and people are so concerned about the return of their money that they're willing to make a deposit of $10,000 on the promise that they'll only get back $9,990.
Good place and good reason for gold, Craig. And I want to thank you again for taking a few minutes. We have a very short window, and we'd love to have you back real soon. We're talking to Craig Smith of Swiss America Trading. Craig, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
They go to SwissAmerica.com or call 800-289-2646. Mention Mark's name, and they'll either send you a copy of my book or The Secret War on Cash. That Secret War on Cash is something every American should be aware of.
Thank you, Craig, for joining us. Craig Smith from Swiss America Trading. If you want more information, call 800-289-2646 to get the War on Cash report. Thanks again, Craig. We'll have you back real soon.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Great.